لله الحمد لله هذا عظم حمده جميع خلقه كما يحبه ويرضاه اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وسلم تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد عدد ما في علم الله صلاة دائمة بدوام ملك الله اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على رسولك سيدنا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي ربنا يسر ولا تعسر وتمم بالخير وبك نستعين يا فتاح اللهم فقهنا في الدين وعلمنا القرآن الحكيم ربنا زدنا علما اللهم اجعلنا دعاة إليك وإلى رسولك أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الرسول بلغ ما أنزل إليك وإن لم تفعل فما بلغت رسالته والله يعصمك من الناس وقوله تعالى أمن يجيب المضطر إذا دعاه ويكشف السوء وقوله تعالى وما من دابة في الأرض إلا على الله رزقها وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لابن عباس رضي الله تعالى عنهما وإذا سألت فاسأل الله وإذا استعنت فاستعن بالله صدق الله ورسوله ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين حاضرين الكرام honorable assembly we have entered a new year according to the Islamic calendar We are in the year 1432 because we are already in the month of Muharram. We are in a new year. With respect to the solar calendar, we are about to enter new year also too. The year 2011. What does this new year have in store for us? Would we be fortunate? Would we be unfortunate? Would things go good with us or would things be bad with us? Would our risk, our sustenance be wasi and wide or would it be dhayyik and narrow and we live in straitened circumstances? How do we approach the new year? How do we go into time as we go closer towards Qiyamah? Would a downturn in the global economy and with businesses going bankrupt and with things becoming difficult and hard, how do we go into the future? Subhanallah, alhamdulillah for the ni'mat and the gift of Islam. Alhamdulillah alladhi hadana lihada. We praise and we thank Allah who has guided us and given us hidayah to this beautiful way. This way of Islam, which comforts us, which consoles us. This way of Islam, which is the means of our success, our falah, our najah, fid darain, in both the worlds. This deen. Sometimes we say that, but we don't understand it. Every Wednesday night for the Gush, For the Jawla, the Molin makes that Yalan. My dear brothers, our success in this life and the next life lies in following the commandments of Allah in the way shown to us by His beloved Rasul Sayyidul Kaunain Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Our success in both the lives is in this deen. We hear that announcement, we hear that yalan. But do we understand it? Has the reality come into us? Many are called, few are chosen. If we are blessed with this hakikat and understanding, we are truly blessed with a great ni'mat and a great gift. If we talk about this a little bit, we talk about something called asbab means. This world is a world of cause and effect, darul asbab. Rasulullah, the prince of both the worlds, Sayyidul Kaunain, mercy to all the worlds, rahmatul lil alamin, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, said ad-dunya mazra'atul akhirah, that the dunya is the planting ground for the hereafter. Deep. Ad-dunya mazra'atul akhirah. Farmers would understand this. The dunya is the planting ground, the cultivation land, the place for sowing, for tilling the field and sowing the seeds for the harvest in the akhirah. This dunya is to make the akhirah. So we are speaking about asbab and means. We have to adopt asbab, no doubt about it. We have to adopt asbab, means. It is not against tawakkul and reliance in Allah. Many hujjaj have returned, and in Hajj, sa'i is done between Safa and Marwa. That is, between the two mountains. Why? It is for us to remember the mother of Ismail, Hazrat Hajira, alayhi salam, running between Safa and Marwa, to see if she would see any caravan that is passing by to get water from them for the little baby Ismail. That is means, looking for some caravan, perhaps would be carrying water. And many instances, even in the life of the Rasul alayhi salam, it shows us that to make effort and to seek the means and adopt the means is not against trusting in Allah. It's not against tawakkul. In short, if we want to put it in one sentence, which I remember, and I hope I remember for life, which I also convey to the Talaba in Darul Uloom, and which I would like to convey to you to remember for life, is Jumlatun Wahida, one sentence, which sums it all up. As-sa'yu minna wal-itmam min Allah. Effort is from us, and completion is from Allah. So it means we must do some amal on our part. Some action, some effort must come from our part. But we do not rely and put our trust in our amal, in our actions, in our efforts. We put our trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One sentence to remember for life. As-sa'yu minna, effort is from us. Wal-itmam min Allah, and completion is from Allah. So a man wants a child. He wants a child. He wants a baby boy, or he wants a baby girl. So he sits in the masjid every day and every night, and he asks Allah, "Oh Allah, baby, baby, bacha, bacha." The man has to go and get married. He has to adopt the means. And the means is to get a wife, and inshallah, from both of them, a child will be born by the izn and the will of Allah. He could read how many salats of tahajjud he wants. But he has to make the effort, look for a wife. A woman has to look for a husband unless she is Maryam. And she is not Maryam. And the child is not Isa. Alayhi musallatu wassalam. A man wants a fruit. So he has to till the land and he has to plant the fruit trees. He can make how many duas he wants. Fruit, fruit, fruit. He must make some effort and plant the land and plant the trees, and then he harvests the crops. He gets the fruits. A person wants an income. He wants food. He wants rizq. He goes out. He gets up early in the morning. He goes to sleep not too late at night. The old proverb, which is also based on Islamic theology, the old proverb, early to bed and early to rise makes a man healthy, wealthy and wise. So true. But many of our youngsters don't know that. Late to bed and late to rise. So he goes out early in the morning and he seeks some form of khidmat, some employment, some job. He adopts the means. Opens some shop, goes into some business, he works hard. And all of these things are recommended and we have to do it. They are the means and the asbab. But if we go beyond that, yes, together with doing that, together with doing that, if we go beyond that and understand what are the real asbab, what are the real means, subhanallah, from our kabir, we have heard from our kabir and our elders that they have said the real asbab and the real means are our amal, our deeds and our actions. Our amal are the real asbab. And this is what we must understand. Yes, we do all of that. Nobody says no. You have to make effort. This world is cause and effect. True enough. But we go beyond that and understand it a bit deeper. That beyond that, the real asbab and means for cause and effect are our amal, our deeds. Our amal, our actions affect our ahwal and conditions. Our amal and our actions can make us or they can break us. And Allah says so in the Holy Quran. Allah says, وَلَوْ أَنَّ أَهْلَ الْقُرَىٰ آمَنُوا وَاتَّقَوْا. If only the people of towns and villages would have iman in Allah, would recognize Allah, that إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ, that Allah's power over everything. If only they would understand and have iman that Allah says, وَمَا مِن دَابَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ, there isn't a creature on the earth, إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ رِزْقُهَا, except that its risk and sustenance is in the hands of Allah. If only they can have iman and understand, وَرِزْقُكَ فِي السَّمَاءِ, that your risk, your sustenance, your provisions are in the sky. You are looking for it in the dunya, but it is in the sky. It is in the hands of that one whose hands are outstretched, pouring out with favors day and night. Our risk and sustenance is in the hands of that one whose doors are never closed, day or night. Allah says, if people would get this understanding, if they would have this iman that la ilaha, that there is no ilah, there is no one to turn to. The Arabs understood the word ilah. Ilah is that one you turn to in time of difficulty. The first person, the first entity that you turn to, resort to in the time of difficulty, like a child goes to the mother. That is the ilah. If only people of villages and towns would have that iman, that la ilaha illallah, that there is no ilah except Allah. There is no one to turn to except Allah. No one to run to except Allah. Like the child is in difficulty. The child is in problem. The child runs to the mother, clings on to the dress of the mother, And Christ said the mother, so to our ilah is Allah, that we cling on to Allah, we hold on to Him, we drop before Him. If only the people of villages and towns would understand that, would understand and have iman in the call of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَمَّنْ يُجِيبُ الْمُضْطَرَّ. What? Who is that one who answers the call, the cry of the distressed one? Sometimes we are in distress. Who is free of distress? Not in this life, in the next life. لَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ. There'll be no fear upon them in the next life. Nothing like fear over there. وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. And they will not grieve. There'll be no huzn and sadness in the next life. But here, we'll be tested with khawf. We'll be sad sometimes, happy sometimes. أَمَّنْ يُجِيبُ الْمُضْطَرَّ. Who is that one who answers the call of the distressed one? إِذَا دَعَاهُ. When he cries unto him, وَيَكْشِفُ السُّوءُ. And removes. He does kashf, he removes the difficulty. Who is that one? Is there anyone except Allah? A'ilahumma Allah. Is there an ilah with Allah? La ilaha illallah. There is no ilah except Allah. So Allah says, if people could understand this, law anna ahlal qura. If only the people of the qaryas, the villages and towns, Amanu, would have iman, perfect iman, faith and belief in the Razzaq, in the Fattah, in Al-Alim, Al-Qabid, Al-Basit, Al-Mughni, Al-Mutakabbir, Al-Jabbar, the 99 sifat, attributes, beautiful names of Allah. If only the people could have iman in this, wattaqaw, and they can develop taqwa, piety, fear of Allah. There is a zikr from the people of the zikr, known as Ahlul Qulub, people of the hearts, Ahlul Tazkiyah, people who are devoted towards Tazkiyah and inner purification, the Mashayikh, the Sheikhs, in the spiritual orders. There's one zikr that a person does, and he says this zikr. Sometimes he goes in sijda. After he finishes salat, he drops into sijda. And what does he recite in sijda? Allahu haziri, Allahu naziri, Allahu mai, subhanallah. Allahu haziri, Allah is ever present. Allah is never absent. Allah is present with me. Wherever I am, He is with me. Wa huwa ma'akum ayna ma kuntum, says Allah in the Quran. He is with you wherever you are. Wherever you are, He is with you. In the forest, in the mountain, in a dark night, in a room, in a forest, in a jungle. وَهُوَ مَعَكُمْ أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُمْ. He is with you wherever you are. So a person goes into this zikr, goes into sijda, and he recites, اللَّهُ حَاضِرِي. Allah is hazir, with me, present. Allahu naziri, Allah is looking at me. Allah is looking at me, says Allah in the Quran. Wallahu basirum bil ibad, that Allah is basir. Allah is ever watchful of His servants. Wa mallahu bighafilin amma ta'malun. Allah is not ghafil and unaware of what you are doing. So he drops into sijda. Allahu haziri, Allah is ever present with me. Allahu naziri, Allah is looking at me. Allahu ma'i, Allah is with me. Allah is with me. A time comes when doing the zikr in sijda, a time comes that when you walk in the land and you travel in the land, the zikr comes out automatically from you. And you hear yourself, your inner self saying, Allahu haziri, Allahu naziri, Allahu ma'i. Subhanallah. That brings about taqwa, God consciousness, awareness of Allah. And then a man commits fewer sins. Because Allahu Hadiri, Allah is ever present with me. How can He be absent? He is with me. Wa huwa ma'akum aynama kuntum aynama tuwallu fa thamma wajhullah. Anywhere you turn, east, west, north and south, and there is the face of Allah, the countenance of Allah. Allahu Hadiri, Allahu Nadiri, Allahu Ma'i, Allah is with me. And this zikr has been passed down to us through a Sheikh Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Mutala, Hafidhahullah. Hafidhahullah. Subhanallah. So Allah says, وَلَوْ أَنَّ أَهْلَ الْقُرَىٰ, if only the people of villages, couriers, gowns, tongues, localities, آمَنُوا وَاتَّقَوْا, would have iman, perfect iman in the Rabb, لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَاتَّقَوْا, and if only they will have taqwa, taqwa, piety, God consciousness, fear of Allah, awareness of Allah, لَفَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ, then that is shart, condition, if only this would happen, then what is going to happen? Allah says with ta'keed, with emphasis, لَفَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ, we would open out unto them بَرَكَاتٍ مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ, barakat, treasures of blessings from the heavens and the earth. Allahu Akbar. But understand it. So the asbab and the real means for us to achieve things in this life and the next life lies in deen, lies in amal, together with our effort outside there, together with the job and the work. But our amal, our deeds and our actions affect our ahwal and conditions. Our amal and our deeds and actions, our asbab, our means. So when people are going through starvation, hunger, poverty, famine in the land, drought in the land, sickness in the land, difficulties in the land, it is because of their amal. And sometimes Allah brings good ahwal and conditions and the people do not show gratitude, so He withdraws it. He takes it back. So Allah says, وَلَوْ أَنَّ أَهْلَ الْقُرَىٰ, if only the people of villages and towns, amanu wattaqa, would have iman and have taqwa in Allah, then what would happen? What's the other part? La fatahna alayhim, we would indeed open out unto them barakatim minas samai wal ard, barakat, the treasures of our blessings, minas samai wal ard, from the heavens and the earth. It will pour out to them from the heavens. It will spring up to them out of the earth for them in the form of greenery and crops and fertility from the top and from the bottom. Allahu Akbar. So amala wasbab. And there's much more to be said. The topic continues. But you know what? It's 1 o'clock. And Haji Naseem likes people to stick to time. So we stick to time. But the lesson for today, which is an introduction, which is the muqaddama, is that our real asbab and means for cause and effect, the real things that affect our ahwal and conditions, amal, our asbab. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum wa li sa'iril muslimin.